We're joined on the telephone now by Jordan Dibb of Minneapolis. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, guys.
Jordan is walking from Minneapolis to Miami, Florida to raise money for Haiti earthquake relief starting tomorrow. Jordan, we're so glad that we caught you before you leave.
Yeah, this is great. I'm really glad it's our show.
You have a big, exciting day tomorrow. Are you all ready to go?
Yeah. Just throwing in the last-minute stuff in my pack, but I'm pretty much ready to go. Going off for my final little dinner here with my family and friends.
That's great. Well, Jordan, tell us how you came up with this idea. And by the way, I should mention that Jordan's project is called I Walk for Love, and it's to raise money for hungry children in Haiti and families. Anyway, tell us how you came up with the idea.
Yeah. Well, I graduated from college, Hamline University in St. Paul, last May. And I really just started looking for jobs, you know, get into a career, start earning money, and I just wasn't having any luck. And every place I was applying to just kept saying, you need more experience, you need more experience. So I just kept on applying, and around January, I still hadn't found a job and started counting up all the applications that I sent out. There's over 1,200 applications to potential employers. And still didn't have, you know, a good paying job. And so then I was sitting in a bar one night eating a cheeseburger, and on the news I saw a story about the Haiti earthquake and showed pictures and video of all the people that were hungry and didn't have food down there. And that's when I kind of just realized I was in the perfect position to help out. I had all the free time in the world, really. And, you know, so then I kind of started contacting some relief agencies on how I can get down there to help. And again, they were just, you need more experience as a volunteer, is what they were telling me. And after about 30 phone calls with the same answer, I kind of finally asked the woman on the other end of the line, just, you know, how can I get down to Haiti to help? And she jokingly said, we can always walk. And that's kind of when a little light bulb went off in my head, and just realized that is one thing I can do with my time and energy is raise some money, raise some awareness for the situation, and walk from Minneapolis to Miami in 3 months.
Good for you. So how did you come up with I Walk for Love?
I was trying to just think of what, you know, really this entails, and, you know, I wanted to make it a little more broad than just, you know, like I Walk for Haiti or I Walk for Hunger. I just kind of wanted to create something that we all can relate to, you know, so whether it's you're walking for the same reasons as I am, or you walk for, you know, breast cancer, or in memory of a friend or family member. You know, the whole purpose was just to get out, get up, and start moving for something you care about. And this is what I care about. So, you know, everything always just kind of comes back to love. So I just really wanted to capture that.
Well, I think that's pretty wonderful that you turned somebody's sort of sarcastic remark into a project.
Yeah.
Tell us about your partner, Action Against Hunger, because that's who you've teamed up with, correct?
Yep. We've set it, our goal to be raise $100,000 from now until July 4th, which is when I will get into Miami, hopefully. But yeah, they've been around for about 40 years. They work in 40 different countries, just supplying aid for, you know, food, water, just pretty much, you know, all those basic living needs. They build latrines and just sanitary conditions for people to live in. So all the money that we raise through my walk will go directly towards their Haiti fund, which will provide both short-term and long-term solutions for food and water.
And how did you find them, Jordan?
They were on my list that I had called, you know, trying to volunteer through that program and stuff. So pretty much after I went through that list trying to get a volunteer position, I, you know, thought of the walk and then used that same list and kind of started calling those organizations back and saying, well, now I'm doing this walk, you know, can I raise money for you? And, you know, I just really wanted to provide that bare essentials of food and water. You know, so many people still just don't have what they need to survive down there. So I just really wanted to get those bare essentials out, and that's what Act Against Hunger is all about.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
No, not walk across country or anything quite that big. I'm usually, every summer I come up to the Ely area and do like a 10 to 12 day solo kayaking trip through the Boundary Waters and go fly out fishing in Canada and stuff like that, but nothing this quite this big or long term. So I'm pretty excited about it.
I bet. So you're used to traveling alone?
Yep. I like to be outdoors and I like to be traveling and I love backpacking and stuff like that. So kind of a win-win, hopefully, for all of us.
So tell us a little bit about the length of the journey and how far you hope to walk each day and all that.
Yeah, it's going to be over 1,800 miles in a 100-day span from Minneapolis to Miami. So hopefully there'll be about 23 miles every day, which takes about 9 hours. And then every week I'll have a day off where I can just rest and sleep in and stuff like that. So weather permitting and safety permitting and everything like that, I'm hoping to get down there in 100 days. And I'm going through some pretty big cities like Chicago, Indianapolis, Georgia, or Atlanta, Georgia. And really just hoping I can stop and talk to some colleges along the way and Rotary clubs or churches or, you know, any place that will listen to me and my story. And I really like to share that with people.
Mm-hmm. Have you been training for this?
Yeah, as much as I can. You know, look, from talking about people who have done things like this before, you know, all you can really do is just take care of your body and then start walking. So I've been walking about 5-7 miles every day, just because I don't have, you know, time to be walking 23 miles every day. Just starting to take care of my body, starting to get those blisters out of the way and stuff like that. So as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. What will you do for sleeping arrangements?
I'm bringing a little bivy or a little tent along with me. So I'm just asking people if I can tent out in their front yards or, you know, in like a church parking lot or something like that. But the response has been pretty good, and already the first week I'll be out, I already have places lined up, like in houses or in buildings to stay. So we're kind of contacting towns as like a week before I get there, just asking if anybody around, you know, wouldn't mind me camping out in the front yard or, you know, sleeping in their basement or something like that. And the response has been really good. I've gotten a lot of support, and that's really encouraging.
Mm-hmm. If you just joined us, we're speaking with Jordan Dibb. He is starting off tomorrow from Lake Calhoun, walking from Minneapolis to Miami to raise money for Haiti earthquake relief and hunger relief. Jordan, what has been your biggest logistical hurdle so far trying to organize something like this?
Really, you know, it was just this little idea in a bar and just getting up to the scale that it's gotten. I don't really know how we did it. But it was just kind of getting all those little pieces to fall into place, you know, between supplies, getting the website up, contacting, you know, all these different organizations who have been helping me, you know, spread the word and stuff like that. The route was a pretty big thing to plan. Took up a lot of my time. So just a lot of little things that kind of added up. And we've been planning it for over 2 months almost. So pretty much right when the earthquake hit. So a lot of little things have finally come together, and I'm just really excited to finally start walking.
Jordan, this is Ann's co-host, Buck. You know, I've had a lot of ideas in bars in my life, but none of them had anything to do with walking.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just so fed up at that time. You know, I was about 10 months in without getting a job. I just remember I had ordered a big, big, juicy cheeseburger, and there I was stuffing my face, you know, complaining that I didn't have a full-time job. When on the TV, there was people that couldn't find, you know, a little bit of food as I was eating my burger and fries. So that's when it kind of hit me that, you know, I need to stop worrying about myself and my job situation for 3 months and just try to help people that are in much more need than I am.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, I understand your goal is $100,000 at least. What do you have so far?
We started fundraising about a week and a half ago, or we kind of opened up that fundraising site for this, and we're at about $2,600. Dollars, so not too shabby for not even starting to walk or anything yet. The goal is just to keep networking, to spread the word, and kind of have a Facebook group on Facebook that supports this. And I was just thinking, you know, I see on Facebook all these silly groups, like I bet this pickle can get more fans than the president or stuff like that, and they have millions of fans. And I was like, well, what if I can just get 100,000 fans to this group, and everybody just donate a dollar? You know, right there is that goal. And, you know, I think power potential is pretty great. So that's kind of just my plan, is just if everyone that visits and hears about it just donates a dollar, we'll easily make that goal.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Some of those groups are really silly.
Yeah.
And yours has a great message. Tell us about your website, the web address, and what's available on it.
Yeah, you can visit it at www.iwalkforlove.com. There you'll be able to see my route, the towns that I'll be going through, and the dates I'll be in them. There's places to suggest music for me to listen to, because I'll have a lot of free time during the day while I'm walking and listening to music. You can see what town I'm in at the moment, the weather there. You can sign the guest book. There's just a lot to do there. You can look at all the media that I've gone through. I'll be posting videos and pictures along the way. So I just wanted to make it as interactive as possible for, you know, someone that comes on the site. And also, of course, on the front page, there's a big box. When you click it, it will bring you to my fundraising page where you can donate a dollar, however much you want to. So, yeah, and that has my contact information, and I would love to hear comments or suggestions as well. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were wondering, how are we going to keep up to date with you along the way? Will you be doing any blog posts or media interviews, or what are you thinking?
Yep, we're reaching out, you know, like I said, about a week in advance to each town, asking for places to stay, as well as, you know, media opportunities. So definitely through that. But on my Facebook page, I'll have my phone, which can Twitter and update Facebook and stuff like that. So I'll be doing that. I kind of mentioned I'm going to try to do one or two video kind of blogs a week, just to show you who I've seen, where I've been, and that kind of stuff. And then I'm hoping to be able to blog as well. So all those links are on my website, iwalkforlove.com.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping we can catch up with you maybe halfway through your journey or so and talk to you again, see how it's going.
But yeah, that would be
yeah.
Great.
And in the couple minutes we have left, tell us about your kickoff event tomorrow at Lake Calhoun.
Yeah, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning at Lake Calhoun, kind of near the Tin Fish, which is about the northeast corner. I'm going to just be meeting whoever's there, 9 a.m., and we're going to just go around the lake, which is a little over 3.5 miles. Just kind of like a warm-up walk, if you will, and then we'll end up in the same place. And then at 11 a.m., right by the Tin Fish there, I'm just going to head off and start going towards Minneapolis and go to the city hall there, and then head over down towards St. Paul and down towards the river and kind of start off my walk.
That's great, Jordan. Is anybody going to walk these first few days with you?
Well, I know quite a bit of people are going to show up tomorrow. You know, a lot of my family, a lot of my friends, and as well as just church groups have made like a field trip out of it and stuff like that. So I think tomorrow is going to be a pretty busy day with a lot of people walking, which is great. And I have a few people that are saying they're going to walk that second day with me as well, which will be nice. Like I said, on my website, there's a place to see where I'm going to be, and I'd invite anyone that is in the area as I walk through town, just come out and walk a mile or 2 miles or however far you want with me.
I'm kind of wondering if how you mapped out your route, Jordan, is that, did you kind of try to pick secondary roads so you wouldn't be hiking along freeways or...
Yeah.
You know, what part of towns that you end up going through and some of the bigger cities? How'd you do all that?
It's pretty simple to get the main route, an idea of it, just by typing in Google Maps and then selecting, you know, Minneapolis to Miami and then walking directions. And so that kind of gave me a good sense of where should we be looking to go and stuff. But then I kind of altered it here and there to be walking along maybe some scenic routes or just less busy routes. And just kind of added a few towns here and there, but it was simple to get the main route figured out. But it's just going to kind of go slow just to see where exactly, you know, the routes I'll be taking each day. But I know about 50% of the time I will be walking along highways on the side, so I'm just going to be playing it safe. But it can also be kind of a good. You know, for people actually be able to drive by and say, oh, hey, yeah, there's that kid that we heard about, and he's actually out there walking. So I'm just really excited to finally just start doing something that people can see.
That's great, Jordan. Thank you so much for joining us on what must be a busy evening before you get ready to leave tomorrow morning. And we hope to talk to you in the future, and we wish you the best on your journey, and be safe.
Thank you. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Thank you, Jordan. Bye-bye.
Bye.